With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 48 people have been killed in Nigeria when a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing a massive explosion. The truck carried livestock. Police say more than 50 cattle also died in the fire. The death toll from that school dormitory blaze in Kenya is at 21, but government officials say dozens of students still unaccounted for as officials began removing the bodies of the kids over the weekend. The fire raised down a dormitory that was housing 156 boys between the ages of 10 and 14.
The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, officials there are battling that huge blaze just east of Los Angeles. It is called the Lime Fire. More than 600 firefighters on scene. Also at srnnews.com, the Balkans have endured a record hot summer.
A Belgrade resident described the intense heat they've endured over the past few months. This summer was too hot. You couldn't walk in the city. It was only pleasant when you could swim in Ada Lake. It was too hot. It was like a tropical summer, like we live in Africa and not in Europe. The region in Southeast Europe is used to hot summers, but previous records were broken this year with repeated heat waves and an almost totally dry July and August. Hot weather in the Balkans has dried out rivers in Bosnia and Serbia. There have also been raging forest fires in Croatia, North Macedonia, and Albania. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And this is SRN News. Well, another battle over transgenderism in the schools.
Parents of students at Spanish Springs High in Sparks, Nevada are protesting a policy of allowing boys to use the girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. At a recent school board meeting, moms and dads said their daughters don't feel safe undressing and showering around boys. School officials say if girls are uncomfortable, they'll just have to change somewhere else. Meanwhile, a growing number of other states are barring boys from using girls' facilities at school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two more Ohio abortion restrictions blocked in court as the legal impacts of a 2023 constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion continue to be felt. Cincinnati judge's preliminary injunction temporarily halts enforcement of a ban on using telemedicine for medication abortions and a second law prohibiting non-doctors from prescribing the drugs. This is SRN News. NCAA regrouping after a major settlement to its antitrust lawsuits was not preliminary approved. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
In a letter to NCAA member schools, President Charlie Baker says a preliminary approval hearing for a landmark $2.78 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement, quote, did not go as we hoped. He says the association and major conferences are trying to address the judge's concerns about parts of the agreement. The proposal college sports leaders believe is pivotal to reshaping the enterprise and getting out from the constant threat of litigation ran into a significant hurdle Thursday night when U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin declined to grant a request for preliminary approval. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
It'll be a wild time coming up. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he expects a vote this week on a bill that would keep the federal government funded for six more months. This is SRN News.